In an interview at her Concord headquarters the day after her convincing primary win, Mayor Linda Garcia restated her basic campaign theme. Incumbent Democrat Ann Custer should be defeated because she votes in lockstep with President Obama. And Garcia continued her sharp critique of the Affordable Care Act, saying she wants to dismantle it.
Obamacare and, you know, the effects it's having in all facets of our economy and access to care, and the way it was sold and on false premises. And yes, that directly comes from the top. It's the president, it's the administration, and it's those that support him unwaveringly.
But when asked about her own health care coverage, Garcia demurred.
That's my own issue.
Oh, so you don't want to say?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't need to share everything.
I bet it'll come up again.
Okay.
Probably something that the media will want to know.
Well, my constituents talk to me, and so I'm not here running on my own issues. I'm expressing what they come up with.
Is it fair to say you're not on getting your health care through the exchange?
I don't need to talk about that. Thank you.
After that initial interview, Garcia's campaign said she is not enrolled for coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Considered a rising star by national Republicans, Garcia is a member of the New Hampshire House and a professional harpist who's taught music at area schools. But her campaign declined to say whether she is covered through any of those posts or provide any further details. All of the other Republican and Democratic candidates for New Hampshire federal office did provide information on their health coverage, which ranged from participation in the federal health care exchange to coverage through a spouse's employer to military benefits. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.